Hundreds of Migrants Cross West Texas Border River in Freezing Temps. By Randy Clark on December 23, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas. Despite the anticipated drop in temperatures along vast stretches of the Texas border, large migrant groups continued to cross the Rio Grande hoping to gain release into the United States. On Friday morning, Border Patrol agents rapidly worked locally to move the migrants out of the freezing elements to processing facilities. According to a source within CBP, the first large group crossed the river south of Eagle Pass shortly after midnight. By then, the cold front had already dropped to 25 degrees Fahrenheit. The source, not authorized to speak to the media, told Breitbart, Texas, a group of 341 mostly Cuban and Nicaraguans forded the river and surrendered at approximately 1 a.m. Friday. Human smugglers continued to push the migrant groups into the United States despite the unusually cold weather in the early morning hours. According to the source, Border Patrol agents did not encounter migrants suffering from exposure-related injuries despite a single-digit wind chill. Buses and vans were dispatched by the Border Patrol to quickly transport the migrants away from the river. Before daybreak, another large group of more than 100 followed in similar fashion. By this time, the temperature hovered at 22 degrees Fahrenheit with a wind chill of 9 degrees. Border Patrol agents handed out Mylar thermal blankets to the new arrivals. The continued influx in migrant crossings is causing overcrowding at local Border Patrol processing facilities. Simultaneously, a border area charity shelter has also reached capacity. The space constraints for both entities mean migrant releases and transportation away from the border city must continue in rapid fashion. The freezing conditions are expected to continue past Christmas Day, the coldest since 1983. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the temperatures will likely exacerbate conditions along the border in Texas where migrants must wait hours outdoors for strained Border Patrol transportation resources to become available. On Thursday, Customs and Border Patrol issued a social media alert highlighting the hazards posed by the severe weather, warning potential migrants to avoid crossing the Rio Grande. Alerta, se esperan temperaturas extremadamente frías, bajo cero. A lo largo de la frontera de México y durante la próxima semana. No risque su vida ni la de su familia cruzando el río Bravo o el desierto. Quedes en casa o en un refugio seguro y evite una tragedia. pic.twitter.com/ic/jude/caco. CBP, at CBP, December 23, 2022. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.